Disc Radio. Lost 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 Disc Radio.
Now this wave must travel over wires to the transmitting station hundreds and sometimes thousands of miles from the studio.
Folks, we're already starting off the show, and there's no way of telling if anyone's going to be able to do this show sober tonight, and there's no telling if anyone's going to get it on the shortwave radio. The propagation. Folks, we have our studios here, you know, in Connecticut, believe it or not, and being that the BCQ transmitter is in Monticello, Maine. Well, you know, we're prone to that short skip problem this time of year. So, theoretically, we're on two frequencies right now, folks. This is Jim E. Knight sitting in with you. Theoretically, on two frequencies.
Wait a minute.
Dr. Doc Brown, he's on many more than just two frequencies.
Right.
At any given moment. What about it, Doc?
I don't know. I almost felt like it was one of those shows where you didn't realize I was here and you were introducing the show. Because I wasn't coming.
No, your microphone's up. You're on.
All right,
you're here.
I just wanted to make sure you were aware of that. I know I'm about 15 feet away. My chair over here.
We've gotten farther and farther apart.
I have.
Over the seasons.
I really feel like I have. I'm feeling about as far away as I've ever been.
Yes. Well, you know, every time we upgrade the studio, Doc's microphone seems to be placed farther and farther away from the control board. And,
right.
But the thing is, it's closer to the refrigerator, man. So.
And the nachos. They try to soothe me with food. They put a plate of nachos and hot dip here with the chair, recognizing that I'm farther away, but there's food.
Yeah, that's Chesty that puts out the hot dip, by the way.
So whoa.
Just be careful over there.
No.
Hey, it's true. Theoretically, we're on 7415 kilohertz and also on 5110, right? You dig me? 5110 kilohertz. And there's no telling if the guy at the transmitter actually put us on both of those frequencies, but if he did, we wouldn't be none the wiser anyway because we're not getting anything on our shortwave, and we got the grundeds. We got the Grundig satellite, but this stuff kicks in fast, man. Otterby's shot is in the house, folks. He just handed me a can of Yinlin on the way in. Ah, man. And
hey, give me a can of Yinlin or something.
I need a can of Yinlin. Hey, Bayans, yeah. Chesty, get us a can of beer, would you? We're on our Grundig satellite 800 over there.
Does somebody email us if they're here?
But we don't. And so, yes, Otterby Shot wants to know, can somebody email us tonight if they're hearing us on the shortwave radio? It doesn't really count, I guess, if you're getting it on the internet stream.
You have to
But if you're getting it on the internet stream, that'd be cool. Go ahead, Doc. Give them the email thing there.
Yeah, that's lost@wbcq.us. And you know what? While I'm at it, I on the way over here tonight, I had an idea for a new segment on the show.
Okay, good.
What do you think? It's audience participation. Even though maybe there isn't an audience in New England, there may be audience around the country or around the world that's listening, sure. Right?
Or a lot of Canadians.
I want to know, and by a show of hands via email.
Go ahead.
How many people would like to know, listeners out there, would like to know what I was listening to on the way over here? Like, what's in my tape player in my car? And if you'd like to hear something from it, a little two-minute shot, maybe by the end of the show we'll have like an extra couple minutes to play it.
Okay.
Like, you know, maybe they're not interested. Maybe they are.
Or maybe they could guess and be like a contest. You got contest rules for this?
Right. Yeah, I do. If you guess it, I'll kiss you.
Wait, you'll kiss who? Me?
No, I'll kiss the microphone.
This is like a win a date with Doc Brown kind of thing. All right, so folks, get it in if you care. If you don't care, it doesn't. Either way, get it in. It's lost@wbcq.us. And now, Doc, here. What?
What?
Oh yeah, do it. Go ahead. Otto B. Shot's going to grab the microphone. Go ahead, Doc. All right, Otto. What's
on? He's got his mouth full though.
Check one. Check one.
What are you eating there, Otto?
I'm eating a ninja. It looks like something you would buy in a taxi cab, maybe, in New York. It's called Abba Zabba.
I can't hear you, man.
It's called Abba Zabba.
Abba Zabba do.
It's a chewy taffy with a peanut butter center, and it's pulling the fillings right out of my molars.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. You can't just rip into those Abba Zabba bars, man. You gotta like.
I'm learning the hard way.
You gotta savor them. It's like now you can have some now, and you can have some later.
Lost a bicuspid.
Hey, you know, we finally heard from somebody in Halifax, Nova Scotia this week. Doc, did you see that on the thing?
On the web blog?
I forwarded you an email that we got from Halifax, the guy listening to us at 5 a.m.
Yes, you're exactly right. He was working out, right?
No, he was studying for midterm.
Oh, studying for, right, working out his brain. That's what I meant.
All right, well, we're gonna have to talk about this guy later, but that's all just...
I do. I do remember it, though.
That's some guy named Jason up in Halifax.
Somebody heard us in syndication, our first syndicated listener.
Thank God. You know, the ratings have just been terrible. I can't believe they keep us on the books there.
What was he studying
at
for?
At CKDU, man. 88.1 FM.
He was studying for an exam.
His plowshares to the bomb exam.
We hear from a lot of groovy Canadians, folks, and so we're going to kick it off a little bit of Yorkville action, you know, out of Toronto area, as we've been wanting to do lately. And this is coming off of the Warner Brothers label tonight. It's the Kensington Market. Yeah, and they're going to color her sunshine tonight, I guess. All right, on the Lost Discs radio show. You dig it?
Color sunshine. I'm
It's the swinging sound of Lost Discs Radio.
Yeah, that was a very upbeat song.
Solid gold.
You should stick to grass, Acid. You can handle grass. It doesn't handle you. Right, Dum-Dum?
Right, Daisy.
Food tastes far out. If you open a box or a bag of stuff like Abba Zabba bars or dried figs.
Hey! It's Dr. Doc Brown!
Marge, I think he's the most.
And he hasn't been around town long enough to get a haircut.
I didn't really get it.
Oh, yeah!
What's a doctor doing way out here?
Thank you.
Lost Discs Radio.
Whatever's wrong with these people, man, get away from me.
This is a vicious expose of a part of the young generation, that sick generation who must ravage and plunder for their kicks. Thank you.
W. B. C. Q.
All food tastes far out.
Yeah, no, it's true.
The autumn leaves just by my window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your face. Yeah, your summer kisses. Those sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, all the days grow long. But soon I'll hear old winter songs. But I miss you most of all, my darling. Yeah, when autumn leaves start to fall, the autumn leaves, yeah, drift by my window. Those autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your face, yeah, your summer kisses. Yeah, those sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long.
That record was Strictly Squaresville.
Yes, that's one I shan't play again.
Yes, that's right. I'm sorry about your disc.
It's perfectly all right. Just forget about it. We'll forget about it, shall we?
Sometimes I wonder why I bother to come in at night. Sometimes I wonder why people always get uptight. And when I ask them why they bother, well, they tell me I don't quite understand. Cause they're just playing their role as a normal CPM. Everywhere I look, everything I see, everything I touch, I take apart, becomes a question in my mind. Everywhere I go, people that I meet walking down the street and passing by, they try to tell me the reason why. And if I can't believe just what they tell me, then I have to realize that I'm really not unusual. I just don't know if it's alright. Bandaged up and quite in pain. Oh, yes, it was. Well, I asked him what had happened, and he started quickly to explain. And he said he was a-walking in the desert one day when up a cactus he did climb. I asked him why, he simply said it seemed to be a good idea at the time. Everywhere I look, everything I see, everything I touch, I take apart, becomes a question in my mind. That I meet walking down the street and pass by, they try to tell me the reason why. And if I can't believe just what they tell me, then I have to realize, well, that I'm really not unusual. I just don't know if it's alright. I said I'm really not unusual. I just don't know if it's alright. Here we go. I said I'm really not unusual. I just don't know.
They're going to keep saying that They're just going to, okay, they're going to stop suddenly. And it's here we are now live on the air. Folks, that's the incredible sounds of October Country out of 1968. An album cut there from the self-titled October Country LP on the Epic Records label. Ladies and gentlemen, and yes, apparently at one time the bass guitar player for that group contacted this show, and we were going to do a live interview, and then something happened, and I think we Doc pissed him off or something, and it never worked out.
No, Otto did.
I did no such thing.
Well, before October Country there, you might be in on this, folks. It was the You Know Who group.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not kidding you. That's who it was. You Know Who.
Somebody knows who.
It was a You Know Who group. You know who? After the thing, and we have the album cover hanging framed in our studio, just because that's how ridiculous things are around here. It's this group that wore these masks and capes, and the album came out in like 1964, and so they kind of sounded British, and it was just some horrible studio fabrication. And you just, you know, dress up some guys in masks and have them sound a little bit British, and then you put it out, and you say, well, you know who this is, right, kids? Hey, kids, you hip? You like the radio? You like listening to your radio when you're driving, kids? Kids got to have that radio with them nowadays.
Just because you have a mask and a cape don't make you a superhero.
So, anyways, we all know who that was. And then before that, it was, hey, man, that was the Paul Butterfield Blues Band with Loving Cup.
Nice.
You know, yeah, nice, absolutely. And speaking of nice, people have gone and done it. People have emailed in, for God's sake. Look at this. Now, here's the thing. Oh, wait. This is very exciting. Several people have emailed in. And it starts off with Cosmic Debris. And he's reminding us that sobriety sucks.
Uh-huh.
Is that all right?
Agreed.
Can we say that on the air? Okay. And he's getting us loud and clear on 5110 Kilowieners tonight. That's him saying that. Joe Stax is on the email. Now, I wasn't sure if Joe Stax was going to be around this weekend. I think he's out either this weekend or next weekend. It looks like I was wrong. It looks like next weekend. So he's not on the phone with us tonight, but that's okay. He still chimes in because he's a pal, and he's given a yo and a howdy ho, and he's very interested in hearing about what Doc is spinning, and he kind of says, you know, Doc, when you're done here, you should go post it on the forums, because Joe Stax is really into the forums, as I and some people are, Cosmic Debris, for one.
I got to bookmark those, because I keep forgetting to check them.
You go to lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com. Spell the word discs with a C, and there are some forums up there. You can communicate with us on different topics involving records. Here's a guy named Scott, W3CV, and he's getting us in Baltimore, Maryland tonight. He says, we're booming in on 5110, super weak on 7415. And so that's cool. Thanks for chiming in there, Scotty. And let's see, Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota. Yeah, he's there, man. And he's throwing out the 73s and all that, and he wants to, he's... Doc, he figures that you're listening to the Bay City Rollers.
No, not tonight.
But usually on a Saturday night, you would be, though.
Usually on a Saturday night, I would be.
Yeah. Right, okay, right. Here's Brad and Gene, or at least Brad, out in North Attleboro, Mass, man. And he's getting in on the internet stream because, you know, he's afflicted by the whole short skip problem of shortwave like we all are around here. And now this guy, Brad, Doc, he wants to know what you're playing. He figures you're a Strange Loves fan. You dig in the Strange Loves?
No, not tonight, actually. Those are both great guesses, though, because those are both possibilities on any given night.
Yeah.
But tonight.
Well, why don't you go ahead then, Doc? Actually, you're not going to say it now, are you?
We're going to play the record. We're going to mix in the record here sometime during the show, and then we're going to see if anybody can guess if it's the Doc Brown favorite or not.
Okay. All right. So stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, people that are
we
not...
always back announce. You see, we don't tell people what's coming up. Well, sometimes we do.
Sometimes we do.
Right. But like, you never know. We might tell them what's coming up, and we might not, and we might back announce it, or we might just forget to say anything about it at all, and we'll see if you can guess.
Keep you guessing.
Right.
All right. So that means that the people who are getting in on it are typing it into lost@wbcq.us. And now...
I would say...
Oh! They're getting ready for this, Doc. Stand by, Doc. Timing is everything.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents... Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
She can concoct a love potion that makes Spanish flies seem like penny candy.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Go ahead there, Chesty. People are very anxious to hear what you have to say now.
Well, it's the time of the year to concoct love potions, gee, I suppose. Well, tonight's chick pick is the female James Brown, and her name just happens to be Big Ella. That's it.
Well, here we go. Let's dig it, folks. Yeah, it's off the Salem Records label tonight, folks, on the show. Dig it! It's about 10:30 p.m. Eastern, about 42 degrees Fahrenheit.
And what's the weather gonna be?
Well, let's see if we can check the weather forecast here for you folks. Whoa! Oh, my God!
You said it was going to rain week before last, and it didn't.
Yeah, but
you said it was going to rain last week, and it didn't.
I didn't
you
think...
You said it was going to rain this week, and it didn't.
But we don't do... Oh! Ow! 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 Come on!
Our crop is drying up! Yep. Now I want rain.
Who let him in? Ow!
Now either you
quit
want the rain or I'll be back with this.
Doc, are you all right?
For a little guy, he does a lot of damage.
Are you okay over there? Is everybody all right?
I'm all right.
Oh my
God.
It
seemed like he was after you more than anybody
else.
Well,
yeah, this is not... Oh my God.
Thank God he didn't come after me.
Listen, it's just this is a space weather report, folks. Solar wind speed right now of around 600. Actually, believe it or not, when I took the readings a little while ago, solar wind speed was 666 kilometers per second. with a proton density of 3.4 protons per cubic centimeter. You know what that means. Geomagnetic storm activity looks like in the mid-latitudes. Over the next 24 hours, you've got about a 30% chance of active storms, 15% chance of minor storms, and only a 5% chance of severe geomagnetic storm activity over the next 24 to 48 hours, ladies and gentlemen. That's exciting. Now, here's something that's really exciting, and I think that both Dr. Doc Brown and Ought to Be Shot and Chesty can all really get on board with this. All right? We've just heard in now from Fletch.
You know?
All right.
He has a computer?
On the email, Fletch is here. Yes.
Wow. That's news in itself.
He just got cell phones last year.
He's hooked up, this guy Fletch. And,
that is shocking.
Fletch is digging it, apparently, on the internet. We don't really know. He's giving an inaugural show there. This is inaugural show to his buddy Owen. Figuring that now Fletch and Owen and the whole Fletch crowd there they're now on their way to be official members of the Lost Discs Radio Nation.
Wow.
You see what's happening? Now, I had sort of heard through the underground channels, guys, that Fletch might be checking in tonight. So I have a special record on deck for Fletch. All right? And I think you're going to appreciate this. It's the only kind of thing we could do around here, I guess, for these folks. It's from Boot Hog Pefferly. He's not going to work today. It's going out for Fletch.
I'm not going to work today. I'm not going to work today. I know I won't get no pay, but I'm not going to work today. Cause I was up all night with the baby. She was crying like crazy. But I thought that maybe I could stop her if I would change her with diaper. But it seemed she wanted a mother who would play and sleep under the cover. So I walked till it fell asleep. Oh, and now I got aching feet on my feet, and yeah.
You can hear.
Tears on my pillow, cause I'm so sad. I've lost the best girl that I ever had. She had to go, now it's making me blue. I don't know what I'm gonna do. But if she wants to make me feel alright, she'll have to love me every night. Can't you see I'm down on my knees? Come on home, baby, please. I have no idea why she let me down. Wish I were dead now, 6 feet underground. That's not a nice thing to wish I'd know. But I miss that little girl so. And if she wants to make me feel alright, she'll have to love me every night. Can't you see I'm down on my knees? Come on home, baby.
someday soon I'll be singing a different tune. When I find that certain girl will be true, this is what she'll have to do. She's gonna have to make me feel alright. She'll have to love me every night. Then I won't have to get on my knees, 'cause she'll know how to please me. She'll know how to please me.
Come on, Chumley. We'd better get back to the zoo before Stanley misses us.
Gee, Tennessee, how about another riddle?
All right, Chumley, go ahead.
What letter is never found in the alphabet?
Well, I know. The letter I put in the mailbox.
Yes, you should be in touch with us through the analog mail. Drop us a line at Lost Discs Radio Show, P.O. Box 157... North Haven, Connecticut, 06473, USA.
Grab another flashback from yesteryear.
You are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here.
Help!
about just how peace just seems. Well, you think I'm walking right by your side, but I just watch your dream and slither and slide. Cause my eyes are behind you and my mind is beyond you, and your dreaming ain't no place to hide. Well, baby, ain't you got no pride? Well, baby, ain't you got no pride? Well, I can rock your home, but I'm rolling stone, and it ain't you who's getting inside.
About that, they're the 1, 2, 3 boys in my book. And don't forget, all these good things are coming your way on Radio Jolly Roger, your friendly pirate.
Ooh, idiots, it's on your place for fun, Lost Discs Radio.
I know kids say, well, I don't hear the lyrics, I don't listen to the lyrics. We believe that is a cop-out.
Before, I never really feel too good.
friends! Hey, are you tired of that annoying waxy buildup that comes from listening to the Lost Discs radio show? You know, the stuff, that gooey waxy slime that just seems to get all over. Well, get rid of it, because now there's Dr. Doc Brown's Super Soluble Solvent. That's right, Dr. Doc Brown's Super Soluble Solvent is the solution. Just lift the cap, tip the patented applicator top, and whoa, watch out there, fella, just a little dab will do ya. Wouldn't it be great to do away with that pesky waxy buildup once and for all? And wouldn't it be nice to know that you're prepared when the waxiness flares up? Of course it would. So what are you waiting for? Dr. Doc Brown's Super Soluble Solvent is supplied in 7 slick sizes. You know that'll come in handy, especially this time of year. And just like the Lost Discs radio show, Dr. Doc Brown's Super Soluble Solvent is guaranteed aspirin-free, although not guaranteed against stomach upset. So take care of that annoying waxy buildup today. Get Dr. Doc Brown's Super Soluble Solvent.
Not sold in stores. Send money, money, money to Lost Disc Radio, PO Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut 06473.
Lost Discs Radio.
Maybe they create a nuisance ganging up in one small area, but you want me to throw them all in jail for that?
Lost Discs Radio.
Drink to that, shall we?
Take the place of loving you.
there you go, folks. Yeah. Yeah, one cup of coffee there. That's what that was.
Yeah.
What do you want to say? Does anybody want to say anything about that song before I back announce everything else over the past half hour?
Well, Dennis Rock was correct. He guessed correct that I was listening to Bob Marley in my car tonight.
Dennis Rock? You're going to bring him up?
Well, nobody else did, so I figured that he would. He got it right.
Yeah, he not talking.
He would have gotten it if he had emailed it. He would have gotten it.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, that was it. That was the selection. That was what I was. I've been listening to this early Bob. You know, he doesn't have dreadlocks yet. He only has an afro at this stage.
That's early Bob.
Like, he hasn't grown it out long enough to make dreadlocks.
Still
out of
finding
it.
Himself, I guess.
Yeah, he's like 17, 16 or something.
So that track dates from like the mid 60s or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's like but... mid 60s. One cup of coffee. It's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what was in Doc's box.
That was in Doc's box tonight.
That sounds like a new segment for the show. What's in Doc's box? I think that's a winner.
That's a wiener.
You know,
I haven't heard that before. I've heard, hey, Doc, get your nose out of that box. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Don't give out too much personal information on the air, Doc. Hey, before Doc's box pick of the chick of the thing there. It was the Glass family. Believe it or not, we were hearing from the Glass family off the Sidewalk Records label, sure enough, and they was giving us a tune called I'm Losing It. And they said, I'm losing it. I must be. Because what the hell?
What just happened?
And before that, it was All Meat. It was. Speaking of Doc's Box, what's that Doc's Box of Rocks? It was a group.
Box of Rocks. Pick of the week.
A group out of Canada. There called It's All Meat and with Roll My Own.
Them last week too.
I played them 2 weeks in a row because this guy Mike in Keswick, Ontario, is the guy that sent me the CD of the It's All Meat album from 1969. And I figured I'd play it just in case he was listening tonight, but I haven't heard him, so maybe he missed the show again. Well.
It's All Meat was not in Doc's box.
It doesn't matter because it's all meat, folks. In case you were wondering about what it was.
It's all meat.
Before that, it was The Last Words. Okay, now I know what you're going to make some jokes about that one, but The Last Words given us She'll Know How. That was some kind of a '60s garage band thing that followed up the Boot Hog Pepperly record, which was off the Soundstage 7 record label, folks, and that was going out for Fletch. And oh my God, people. Wait, now here's a guy that emailed in speaking. Oh, it's Mikey. Good old Mikey in St. Louis emailing in tonight, getting a 40 over S9 on the S meter there of 7415 on the shortwave. What?
Mississippi?
Chesty would like to know, Mikey, what river are you on there in St. Louis? You know, you're not just. You're not just in St. Louis.
The old miss. The old man.
All right. So anyway, that's the kind of stuff. People, they get in on the email, lost@wbcq.us, and they do all kinds of insane stuff. And we're at that awkward moment, Doc, where we have like a minute to kill, and it's not enough time to actually call Joe Stacks. But go ahead.
Hey, how about track number 14 on there? You still got it in there?
Track?
Yeah, 14. It's
track.
It's called Hammer. It's
14. It's one of my Doc's box. Box.
Pick of the month.
Ouch.
It's one of my theme songs.
Oh.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Oh, that sounds a little more like it, man.
Yeah. That's right.
Hey, don't criticize it, man.
They just keep holding me.
Yeah.
Won't let go.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
Holding me. Won't let go. To hammer them down, I need a rama, a rama, a rama, a rama to ram them down. They just keep teasing me.
See,
and you know
me.
That they like they don't know.
Yeah, what?
I need a hammer, a hammer, a hammer to hammer them down.
Folks, I don't know how we ended up in this groove, but I guess, you know, whenever you try to figure out what's going on in Doc's britches. Anything.
It's all meat.
Oh,
baby.
Come on! That was obvious. Yeah, he always goes for the obvious, folks.
Yeah, yeah. Google search Dr. Doc Brown's Lost Jockeys.
Lost tidy whities.
All right, folks. Well, we're gonna leave you all to your own devices, and you know, let Dr. Doc Brown off the hook for a change. And folks, you've been digging it on 7415 and on 5110 kilohertz of your shortwave dial, and on the syndicated frequency modulated sounds of CKDU 88.1 FM. And thanks, many thanks again to Jason at St. Mary's University in Halifax, Nova Scotia, for chiming in on the email action. He was actually up studying for midterms at 5 in the morning. Do you believe that?
Syndication, baby.
Tuesday morning? I guess I'd believe that. And we'll dig you next week.
Midterms? It's only October.
Dude, we'll dig you next week.
Nah, he was playing cards.
On some kind of a Halloween or spectacular here for Lost Discs Radio Show, I guess. All right, man. Dig it.